Hello and happy Friday. The weekend is here. I know you're excited about that, and I am too, because it means that we are getting closer to Sunday, and I believe we're going to have a great day as we celebrate graduates and all the things that go with that on Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Hope you can join us at 9:30 or 11, and you know, if you can't be there in person, watch us online, and you can see a live stream of that at live.sugarhill.church. But today, on this Friday, let's take a look at experiencing greater relational intimacy. Okay, so some of you just wanted to check out on me, didn't you? Because when we think about intimacy, I think many of us take our heads to the bedroom when I believe maybe the greatest point of intimacy, like I share with couples in my office frequently, the greatest point of intimacy at times, I think, is when you look across a room and you can see somebody and you catch their eye and they know what you mean. That you have kind of a private conversation with them that you know is always safe. That intimacy is that time when we're the most safe because we're with the people that we most love. Well, let's jump into this and see what we might find today. John chapter 15, verse 17 says, "This I command you, that you love one another." Now think about this. "This I command you," this is the word that Jesus is saying, love one another. This is the intimacy that Jesus is talking about. Love one another. One of my favorite people on the planet is the pastor of Mosaic in Los Angeles. His name is Irwin Raphael McManus, and he wrote a book called Soul Cravings. And in that book, he writes pretty eloquently about intimacy and love. Let me quote something out of Irwin McManus's book. "We're most alive when we find it, most devastated when we lose it, most empty when we give up on it, most inhuman when we betray it, and most passionate when we pursue it." Think about that. Most passionate when we pursue it. It reminds me of Paul's admonition to the Corinthians in chapter 14, verse 1. You know what he said there? Pursue love. Yeah, this is what we hear. Pursue love. I love how Irwin McManus puts that. Most inhumane when we betray it, but most passionate when we pursue it. Now, wait a minute. Isn't love supposed to find you? Like you just find a hole in the middle of the street when you fall in? I mean, sure, love may initially require little effort, but to experience deep, long-lasting, intimate love requires a passionate pursuit, just like Paul said. And this passionate pursuit sounds vague, and for that reason, it seems impossible. I mean, after all, what does it mean to pursue love? Most of us have never been taught about developing emotional intimacy or having that with some other human. We've learned how to tie our own shoes, to do algebra, to balance a checkbook, to cook lasagna, maybe change the oil in our car, but no one has ever taught us how to pursue love. But here's one way to pursue it. There are keys that open just about every door on planet Earth. I have one to my car door, the door to my home, even the door to my office. Intimacy is the same. There's one particular key to open the intimacy door in your relationships. It's called the key of acceptance. You see, because intimacy means that we allow another person to see into us, and they allow us to see into them, the key of acceptance has to be used. After all, no one wants to allow someone who is controlling, judgmental, critical, sarcastic, unforgiving, abusive, a bully, selfish, or just plain nasty to see into their heart, do we? We don't want that. So if you want others to open their eyes to you, you've got to give them a safe place to do that. Well, you say, you know, why, Chuck? Because the truth is that while most of us may act like we're not afraid of anything, in the deepest part of ourselves, our hearts, we're pretty tender, we're pretty fragile, and we're generally fearful of relational pain. I don't know anybody that wakes up on this Friday morning and says, "I cannot wait to have my heart broken." For hearts to thrive in intimacy, they've got to feel safe and accepted. Listen to what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13. "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." Friend, I would ask you, let your prayer be today, Heavenly Father, please help me to be a safe person so others will share their hearts and lives with me. Let me be an example of your love. What a prayer. What an unbelievable prayer. Would you today determine that you want to have greater relational intimacy, first with your Heavenly Father through your relationship with Jesus and with those around us? And when we read, the world will know us by how we love one another, that they might see us in love. If you want others to open their hearts to you, you've got to give them a safe place to do so. God bless you.